This is Pat Bodie, host of 900 Views, and here's a preview of what we have coming up next week with our interview with Kat Rocketship. Kat and I are at Smoky Row, and we've been talking about the art scene in Des Moines. And one of the things that Kat posted on Kat's Instagram account was Facets of a Healthy Art Scene by Rennie Pritikin. It has 22 different features, and I wanted to ask Kat, out of all of these different things, things like a large pool of artists, lively art schools, sophisticated art writers, opportunities for artists to get involved in political campaigns and protests, there's a big list here. What's missing from our arts scene, Kat?
Well, I think you touched on two of them. I think there are opportunities for artists to get involved in politics, but I don't see that happening a lot. That's one of the ways that I'm trying to organize artists, is to just encourage that, sometimes by example, sometimes by asking, and sometimes by paying artists to get involved in politics. Artists just have such a huge role to play there and so much power. Like, each artist naturally has a following, and so by taking up space in the political realm and lifting up strong, bold political views, that both enhances their power as artists and also really can affect politics. It's amazing. I think the other thing is that we're missing, there are a few things on this list that we really need, but one thing that we really need is a strong scene for arts writers. We have Art Beacon, we have your show. We can really use
Culture Buzz.
We have Culture Buzz, yeah, thank you. And we can use more of that. We used to have Michael Moran at the Register. We used to have the critic in City View, Jim Duncan, I think. And now we don't have those anymore. And the projects that exist right now, I think, right now remain fairly niche for people who are already into the arts, which is, they're great and we need them. And we also need projects who are bringing new people in, educating new people about the arts, and also boosting up people's confidence. People who aren't artists, who aren't already into the art scene, often feel like, sort of do the thing where they go like, I don't know art, but I know what I like. And sort of like, that's the end of their discussion about art. And when you have somebody who can bridge the gap between the total newbies to the scene and the scene itself, that just helps grow the audience for all the artists, musicians, everybody involved.
Well, join Kat Rocketship and me for more next week on 900 Views. Kat Rocketship, artist, arts organizer, and can be found on Twitter at Kat Rocketship, Instagram at Umami, O-O-M-A-M-I, and also at Iowa CCI, and at Market Day Iowa, a topic we'll be discussing next time. Thanks for joining us for 900 Views Preview.